You know, when I was doing this album, I wanted people to get to know me. Not as Apocalypse, but as Eddie Collins. Get to know my pains, my struggles, my heart.
This is my life in a broken home, broken home. My life in a broken home. 'Cause I had no home at all. This is my life in a broken home, broken home. My life in a broken home. 'Cause I had no home at all.
I remember when I lived with this chick. My foster mother used to punch my face, and I was only 6. I remember getting beat with a brick, 'cause I tried to steal some cereal from me and my sister, 'cause we was hungry as shit. Going to the school with bloody noses. Hell, me and my sister used to share the same clothes with. My fucking foster mother was too stubborn and selfish to go and buy some more. Can you imagine going to school in some holy shoes, wearing your sister's pants, covering up your bruises? My cries for help were useless. My teacher just said that it was all my fault, and I was really stupid. So when I used to show up with welts on my face, cuts on my back and burns on my waist, everybody used to stare and glare at the wounds. I didn't care, 'cause I was just scared after school. I would just wait until dark to stare at the moon, walking slowly as hell home, prepared for my doom, wishing to God that I was given a break. But I'm 6 years old and I'ma die in this place.
This is my life in a broken home, broken home. My life in a broken home. 'Cause I had no home at all. This is my life in a broken home, broken home. My life in a broken home. 'Cause I had no home at all.
After my 9th birthday, my prayers were answered, but the hate had already spread through my body like cancer. I was moved to this place with over 200 kids who had lived the same way I did. Now, tell me why they had hired the staff named Victor. I met some sick people in my life, but he was sicker. I remember going on an outing to the snow. Me, Howard, Karen, Joe, and Greg were supposed to go, huh? But he only took me and Karen, left Greg, Joe, and Howard back on campus staring. Then we get to the snow, and I knew something was funny, 'cause he said they were talking and told me to play in the snow alone. He didn't tell Cameron to go alone. What the hell was going on? So I dipped around the corner, acting like I was playing. They came back around the back of the van and seen his hands down in Cameron's pants. Nothing would have prepared me for that, even if I knew in advance. Then he spots me staring, threw Cameron out the way. Then he jumped out of the van and grabbed me by my face, proceeded to drag my ass to the edge of the cliff. Then he said, "Listen here, you little son of a bitch. You didn't see shit. You never saw shit. So if you don't wanna end up dead, you're never gonna say shit." And I never did. But I'm praying to God that I see Victor again, so I can remember what he did and put two in his chin. I'ma make sure that he'll never do it again.
This is my life in a broken home, broken home. My life in a broken home. 'Cause I had no home at all. This is my life in a broken home, broken home. My life in a broken home. 'Cause I had no home at all.
This song is dedicated to all the kids who grew up in the system with nobody except each other. It's for y'all.